Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Elle. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Elle Everhart. My pronouns are she, her. I grew up in Baltimore in the U.S., but I currently live in East London. I work as an English teacher in secondary school. So I spend a lot of time getting picked on by 11 to 16 year olds. And my debut novel, Wanderlust, is going to be out in a week and a half.
Gosh, I am so excited. I start reading your book and I'm like caught up. I'm like, oh, I need to just go back to it because it has the ultimate dream of like go on a trip around the world, like a random set of luck and then be like, hey, go off to the world. So what is the elevator pitch actually as I talked a little bit about the book?
No, yeah. So Wanderlust follows our main character, Dylan Coughlin. She impulsively rings a radio station and wins this global travel contest. All expenses paid, but the catch is that she has to go with a random contact selected out of her phone, which is my personal nightmare, but Dylan is game. And of course, that cannot go smoothly. And the contact that they pick is this guy that she met on a night out and accidentally ghosted, and she has literally no memory of him. So things are not set up for her to be successful on this trip.
They're not. And so what made you decide to write this novel? Like, it's a personal nightmare. Like, do you want to spend your time, doing crazy things to your character? Do you like, I would never in a million years do, but this is kind of like amazing.
I mean, the trip side of it, I would absolutely do. Yeah. And I started working on it in early 2019. So the pandemic hadn't even struck yet. I just really like the idea of travel, and I've always wanted enough money to be able to do something like that. It's not in the cards for me. I don't think the teacher salary will ever cover that. But the catch of them forcing you to travel with someone in order to do something like this is a little sadistic maybe on my part, but was something that I was just really intrigued by. And then obviously once 2020 happened, it was a way for me to kind of armchair travel and think back on the places I had been to, and then spend so much time on Google Maps mapping out all the places I hadn't been to feel like I'd left my house. Mm-hmm. So it was a really great project to have at that time, so I was really grateful to pass to me for that.
So what was a favorite place of armchair travel, and what was a favorite place of traveling that you have been? So which, ooh, you know, for both of those options.
So Iceland was the catalyst. I went to Iceland in 2019 and spent some time. There's a scene in the glaciers that I won't talk about yet because it comes quite late. But that image of standing beside the glacial lake was something I thought about over and over again. And so that had to be the scene. I had to have that place in the novel. It was the first one that I wrote. I fell in love with Tokyo first, because that was one of the earlier places that I wrote, and became obsessed with it. But then Cape Town just really crept up on me. And the more that I spent looking at the streets and walking around, the more that I just wanted to go. So I'm trying to find tickets that are reasonable to go to either Tokyo or Cape Town. We'll see.
So I would say if you haven't done, join some of the travel hacking sites, there's something called Scott's Chief Flight. It's called Going Now. You pay a fee and you write down your airport. I learned this from another author, so I'm just going to pass it along. You put your home airport and it will tell you when there's deals. Like people are scouring deals and it'll tell you like deals for different places. And you might be able to get some armchair, like not some real travel that way.
Going.
So, or you can look at Scott's cheap travel.
Going. Got it.
Yeah. It is all good. Or you can do Scott's Cheap Travel. It will show you the same place. I pay like $39 or like $50 for the rate, for the premium rate, not the lead. Their lead is like you're staying in first class or business class. I'm not there yet. I'm just like a regular, I just need cheap airline, you know?
That's right.
So there's what I call the poor person, the poor people, you know, rage.
Yep,
and that's the rate that I'm in. So, but there's deals like you might be able to like finagle a deal like down to Cape Town or to Tokyo. Like you can tell you like do this way. So,
okay, perfect. I got summer break coming up from school. So
yeah, you just never know. Like, honestly.
Excellent. Okay, good.
So what was the process of writing the novel during the pandemic? Because, you know, most of it was during that time. So,
yeah, I mean, my process in general is kind of all over the place. Yeah. I've got ADHD, so working from A to B has never worked for me. I would work kind of in starts and would jump around all the time. So it was nice, especially in the pandemic, of where do I want to be today? Mm-hmm. And then I could do more research for Mexico City, which is another place actually that I became so obsessed with. I said to my son, we should move to Mexico City. And he's like, can you please stop? like, we can't just move everywhere that you go spend hours on Google Maps for. But that was the best part of it, getting to experience all of these places. But it did make me kind of sad in a way of thinking that I am only seeing them through the screen. And it did kind of ignite a bit of that fire, that urge in me. So that's why I'm definitely going to be on going there. but yeah, it just, for me, I needed to set myself goals and deadlines. And at the point, you know, I didn't have an agent. I didn't have anything yet. Mm. But I needed to feel like it was a job and I was showing up for my job writing. So I would get up at like 5 a.m. Every day and clock in for a few hours before I started my work from home job. So it was a lot and I was tired, but at the end of it, I came out with something I'm really proud of. So
yeah, now you have a book. You have a book, baby.
It was unreal.
It was very exciting. So, all right. So let's talk some book recommendations. What kind of books do you tend to read?
Okay. So I was sitting here frantically scribbling down so many names and I'm still going to forget, but I largely read rom-com and contemporary romances. I'm sure you can guess. But I'm also really into Victorian novels. when I did my postgrad, I studied Victorian literature. So like Charles Dickens and George Eliot and Thomas Hardy is like where it's at for me. But in terms of contemporary, I just read Mistakes Were Made by Meryl Wilsner and it was so good. So I was listening to it on the bus to and from school and I'm like, Meryl, please, like the redness on my face, the people, like, thank God people could not hear what was happening over my earbuds. Like, keep cool. But it was so good. Daniel Jackson, her book last year is so good. And I cannot wait for her book to come out this year. Talia Hibbert is always a star. I'm low key obsessed with her. Emily Henry, I have not read her new book yet.
It's so good. It's good.
I need to get, everyone is like, you have to read it because we need to talk about it. Like, I know, but I'm so behind and I'm always going to be behind. There's so many. Yeah, I don't. I can ramble forever. How many names do you want?
No, you're totally good. I would tell you, Merle Wilsner's Mistakes Were Made has like my favorite trope of like, I was something to be said about ex-boyfriend's dad or best friend's mom kind of deal, like the DILF or MILF kind of like, you know, relationship. Yeah. There's something about it that's like forbidden. And you're like, there's an age gap and you're just like, what are you supposed to? And now that I'm older, I'm like, it's younger. It's like much more enticing, you know? And so it just, it's just so good. It's like, who would imagine I hook up with someone and next morning, it's just like, it's my daughter's best friend.
The way I would evaporate literally straight through the core of the earth, I would never emerge if that ever happened to me. I would cease to exist.
I'd be like, holy crap, what did I just do?
I keep seeing the cover for Cleat Cute too on Twitter. And I cannot cope. I need that book. Like, but I think so serious.
I think I wanted an audio for that embarrassing experience of things that you're not supposed to. You're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, but this is great.
Yeah, well, and there, what was I listening to at school the other day? I think it was Dating Dr. Dill. I was just listening to at school yesterday in my AirPods, thank God, as I was hanging boards up at school. Yeah. And I got to that scene in the shower and I was like, you need to turn this off. You are in a school. It was, I mean, excellent, but not the time and place for me.
Yes, it's like inappropriate listening. I am all for it, you know. Yeah. And one of those like sexy male voices are like, you know, telling you, be a daddy, be a good girl, blah blah blah.
Oh my god.
It's so inappropriate. And you're like, oh, but it's so great. It's so bad. It's so good.
No, I was just waiting for one of my students to come in and be like, Miss, I have a question about the homework. And I'm like,
you're like, hold on, stop.
Like the nightmare would be the audio accidentally unsyncing from my AirPods and it's playing in my classroom. I was like, you got to put this away. You're playing with fire.
If you're listening to your speaker, if you have a car, if you're listening to your speaker, just so you know, the car is not soundproof. So just an FYI, like people are like, oh, it's soundproof. No, the car is not soundproof. Like people can listen to what you're saying.
And I always have it up so loud because I listen to my audiobooks at like double speed because I'm unhinged. And the volume, I'm sure.
I live alone. So I actually listen on my speaker. I typically don't listen on AirPods and stuff like that. I just put on my speaker and stuff like that. And I'm like, I think it was one time where there was like a service person came into my house and like, obviously it's my apartment's not soundproof. So they were probably like listening to it. They're like, oh, there's someone there. And I'm like, oh, it's like the TV, you know, like, let me just pause this, you know, but every so often I'm like, I have to be mindful of joining Zoom meetings because I work from home. So I'm on Zoom most of the time. So I have to be mindful. I'm like always have to join muted and then open up because you just never know.
Yeah. So I shut everything because I'm like, I don't want anything to start playing.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Yeah. So
I'm glad we can share this experience.
Yes, I'm glad that we were able to share. Like, this is like and guess what? We're not the only ones who have this experience. Like, there's multiple people who listen to sexy books who are just like, ooh, yes, I identify with this.
Yes, thankfully.
So, Elle, tell us where you can find you online.
So, I am at Elle Everhart on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, pretty much everywhere, except I'm not on Facebook. Sorry. but at Elle Everhart everywhere.
Awesome. Thank you, Elle, for being the show.
Yeah, thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.